All right, let's get to it. And we should probably begin at the beginning. Here's Rick Myers explaining exactly what this whole gigantic tax thing is all about.
I mean, the way the numbers work right now, we go out, borrow $23 million or bond it. It's the same basic thing. There's some technicality difference to it. You go out and borrow the $23 million, so we have it in an account.
And here's Scott Madsen calling it a bond.
I think the bond would pass easily. I think I foresee 75% or more in favor of it on the vote.
There's a couple of reasons why this is important. Because this whole gigantic tax thing started with a bond question. They've since changed that language to say that it's a $36 million tax. Which, that's true, it is a $36 million tax, but it is also a bond. And the second reason why this is important, it is the bond portion of this whole thing that short-circuits their numbers. So what they are asking the taxpayer for is $23 million to put towards these projects. They want $10 million in operating expenses and $3 million in operating deficits. That's where you get the $36 million. Did you notice what's missing in their numbers? Interest. So, if you calculate the interest on the interest rate that is listed on the ballot, which is 4.95%, the interest is $13.7 million. Added to 36, you get $49.8 million total. This is the very first thing that the oversized political brochure calls a myth, the numbers. And they didn't even really get the numbers right anyway, but there you have it. The math is pure and easy, and these tax advocates didn't do it. Now that we have that out of the way, the greatest hits reel. Here's what these tax advocates think sales tax ought to be in Buffalo.
And the sales tax, to me, is far and away the best way to pay for anything. I would say that we should have 10% sales tax in Buffalo.
Pretty hard to argue with that one, isn't it? But don't really worry about it, because the sales tax really isn't going to affect anyone that bad. You know, like senior citizens.
I think it's affordable to everybody, because what about people that are on fixed incomes? You're correct. People that are on fixed incomes even spend less in our community because they're on fixed incomes. The impact of them is even far less than $5.
This is so misguided. A sales tax is the most regressive tax there is. It affects those people who earn the least amount of money the most because it takes up a larger percentage of their income. Pay no attention to those people on a fixed income.
And my concern was that they were going to say, oh, people will quit shopping here. Every one of them told me the exact same thing. That has no impact on a shopper. Sales tax has no impact on a shopper.
Really? When's the last time you went to Billings, Rick, to go shopping? But pay no attention to that. Here they are laughing about it.
Yeah, so the next steps of actually pushing this forward, obviously this will be in the newspaper next week. I assume it might be newsworthy.
Do they have
all the boards, right? So you have to have, there's an enormous amount of education and marketing effort to get this out.
Marketing, huh? Well, that's convincing someone to do something that they may not necessarily want to do. Here's their plan for that.
There's going to be people that are just, I don't golf, I don't swim, this or that. This group of people that helped put this together actually believe, though, that by putting this collectively together, that people aren't going to cut their nose off to spite their face.
So not wanting to pay more in taxes is cutting our nose off to spite our face. Well, here is a sitting city councilman telling you exactly the same thing.
I think it is easier to get past the package deal. That you may be strongly in favor of 5 of the 10 items and don't dislike 2 of them, but you'll vote for it because of the ones you're in favor of.
This is a practice called vote buying. It's also known by another term, pork barrel spending. Here's a couple of other local politicians that are totally in favor of this whole ridiculous plan.
The commissioners would be behind supporting the concept of this.
And numero dos, that's a little Spanish lingo for you, since none of this is really on the level anyway.
For me, what I've seen and what we've discussed, it's definitely something that I can get behind and help push forward. So.
Well, that one was the mayor. Well, here they are talking about how we absolutely have to do this, and if we don't raise taxes, there's no way possible that we can ever fix any of these buildings.
And that honestly, if we don't do something like this, there's no way that any one of these boards are going to get the improvements that action they deserve.
There's no other possible way that we can fix any of these problems. Well, the reason why they think that is they haven't looked anywhere else, and I'll get back to that here in just a second. But first, apparently cutting budgets doesn't work at all when you're in a money crunch.
Everybody has revenue needs. You can't just slash spending to the amount that we're under budget.
Why? It works that way for every other family in the whole country. The city of Buffalo and Johnson County is no different. Now here's one of my personal favorites, and this one earned Rick Myers membership into the Nancy Pelosi fan club.
Do all these projects. I mean, these kind of detail, there's nothing set in stone on that. And we do, as the public, want to control the dollars. We do want to make sure the projects get done. However, we can't even start planning the projects of this size if we don't know where the dollars are coming from. We need to be able to find the dollars first. And that's what this is about, the tax.
Okay, I can't resist. I just have to play this.
We're very, you've heard about the controversies within the bill, the process about the bill, one of the items. But I don't know if you have heard that it is a legislation for the future. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How appropriate. If you look at any of Joko First's or the Citizens for Johnson County's advertisements, their billboards, their signs, listen to their radio ads, all of them say, we're building the future of Johnson County. But you just heard Rick Myers say, we can't do that. We don't even know what we're going to do until we find the money. You have to pass the tax before you find out what's in it.